Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm Brooklyn Creed from Hello Again, the story of Neil Diamond. So.
Love that. And Neil Diamond, we know a glittering career over 50 years, some real iconic songs. What can we expect from the show when it comes to Woking on the 25th of January?
Yeah, well, basically, I think the show really was basically based on a lot of the live shows he did from 2008, 2012. So basically, I mean, you get a show, but you also get a concert, a Neil Diamond concert, basically. So lots of energy, lots of fun. I think most people enjoy it. So I think we should be okay. So
yeah.
If you imagine more of a Neil Diamond concert than a tribute show, if you see what I'm saying.
So I'm going to say we're not going to be seeing you, you know, putting on the accent, dressing up as Neil Diamond. It's going to be about, you know, the concert experience then.
Concerts, but yeah, definitely all the sparkly shirts. We do all that. Nice. I don't actually speak like him in between songs. I just really, hopefully, just sound like him as best I can. So,
okay. And what I love about these sort of productions is, you know, many of us know many of the songs, and maybe some songs that we haven't heard before we can discover, but also the bits in between where you get to learn about Neil Diamond and learn some interesting facts and things you may not have known.
That's right. Yeah, there is a narration going through the show, just to fill in the scene. Like a lot of people don't realise that he started out as a songwriter back in the 60s before becoming a solo performer. So, yeah. And the nice thing is that there's so many lovely songs on there, which, to be honest, I didn't realise he'd written. You know, there's a lovely song called Morningside, which is definitely my favourite song throughout the whole show. And a lot of people are never even aware of that song. So, you know, and afterwards, when you meet people outside, they say, my God, I didn't realise he'd written that song, you know. So. And so many songs, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so Morningside, your favorite. Why that song then? What is it about that song you like?
Again, it's just one I'd never really heard of until, and it's just a beautiful song. It really is. It's a sad song, but it's such a beautiful song. Just a lovely song.
And can you remember when you first discovered the music of Neil Diamond yourself?
Yeah, but basically my parents always loved Neil Diamond, so they always used to play him around the house, to be honest, when I was a kid. But I didn't really get into Neil Diamond until the show as such, sort of going into a lot of the back catalogue and really finding out more about Neil Diamond. I've always been a sort of solo performer, and I'd always sing and play Neil Diamond songs in the set, but of course only the standards, Crackling Roses, Sweet Carolines, Forever in Blue Jeans, you know. But so it wasn't really until I got into the show that I really started to study his back catalogue, and I'm a massive fan. Just such a great songwriter.
And you mentioned Sweet Caroline, of course, you know, that's become a sporting anthem. And I was watching a video of Neil Diamond himself, where he basically rewrote it for COVID, you know, hands washing hands.
I thought that was washing hands. Yeah, again. And basically, I mean, yeah, and since then, we haven't been able to get Sweet Caroline. You know, it's played everywhere, isn't it? So every football game, every rugby game. So, yeah, it's crazy. So
there you go.
God knows how much money is earned on that song.
Yeah. Just shows you know, the impact that the Diamond has had on our music. And So how did you first get involved in kind of, you know, performing? How did you sort of get involved in the whole Neil Diamond thing?
Yeah, well, I've been performing since I left school, since I was 17. And I mean, luckily, I've always been able to make a sort of living at it. But as I say, the Neil Diamond thing, I didn't really get into that until I was approached by the show's producers and asked if I could do it. I think word had got around that I did sound like Neil Diamond, even though I didn't realise I sounded like Neil Diamond. So, yeah, just a bit of word of mouth. And then it was basically a year of rehearsing, 2018, I think that was now, before we did the show. So really perfecting it, yeah.
So it wasn't kind of, it was just kind of a coincidence that you sounded like Neil Diamond. It wasn't something you sort of set out to do.
Yeah, exactly. And it sort of amazes me, really, just when I actually listen to Neil Diamond now, how close I can get to it. So, and it's lovely because I don't really have to put it on because it is my natural voice. So I'm very lucky like that, I think, yeah.
Did I read somewhere that you got discovered in a church singing a Diamond song?
That's brilliant. Right. Yeah. I used to perform at my local church, really. So, yeah. And luckily, the show's producers, they only live a few miles away from where I live. So, yeah, just word of mouth. Come and see this guy. He sounds like Neil Diamond. So they come along and signed me up straight away. So that was great.
It's amazing reading some of the views. People saying, you know, if they hear you sing, they actually think it is Neil Diamond. So, I mean,
yeah.
How does that make you feel when you're getting feedback like that?
Absolutely lovely, yeah. Because as I say, I don't have to try that hard, so it's lovely for me. I mean, because we're in the same register as Neil Diamond or the song, so it's lovely for me. So I can sing Neil Diamond all day. It's brilliant. But yeah, it's and as you say, people say that, and it's lovely meeting people after the show. It's just getting their feedback on it and what they think of the show. And yeah, it is all lovely, positive feedback. So really blessed. Yeah.
And when you look out into the audience, I mean, what sort of is it? Something that all ages come and see you? Is it sort of universal appeal?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, teenagers to everyone. Yeah, I mean, they're mainly sort of the 60 plus audience, as always. But then again, they're the sort of mainly theatre audience now. So, but absolutely lovely. And you say, looking out in the audience, it's lovely. You see them crying, you see them laughing. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going on that journey with them, aren't you?
It's lovely. Yeah. Yeah. With each song. Yeah.
Brilliant. So you're touring the UK, touring the world, it was your music. I mean, that's quite a workload. How's the work-life balance work out for you?
It is, yeah, to be honest, it would have been easier a few years back, but I'm getting there. Yeah, the touring does really take it out of you. We was in Newcastle night before last, and getting in at 6:30 in the morning doesn't go down great that well anymore, but it's it's great. And yeah, and I say it's such a busy show. We're just back from Denmark, then we were off to Scotland, then we had a little break for Christmas, and now we're back on it again now. Yeah, so it's full steam ahead.
There you go. But you love what you do, and that really comes across. Yeah. And you're going to be performing with the Salvation Army Band as well.
That's it. Yeah, we'll be there. So a great band. As I say, if you like the sort of live Neil Diamond experience, you're not going to get a better band than the band we got, the Salvation Band. So absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Love it. We're looking forward to welcoming you to Woking on the 25th. Have you been to Woking before?
We have. It always goes down lovely in Woking. a real favourite one, and not that far from home. So that's good. I should be back at a reasonable time in the morning. So.
Oh, there you go. That's a definite bonus then.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Brilliant. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in Woking. Brooklyn, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having us on. That's really kind of you. Thank you.